Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports, AM 1550, KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CB and Potts, home of the CSU Rams since 1974. They've got five Front Range locations across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Rapport Road in Englewood, C-470 in Broadway and Highlands Ranch, and of course, the original 1415 West Elizabeth in Fort Collins. When you're looking for good food, good drinks, and to watch the Rams on TV, when they're out of town, go to CB and Potts restaurants. They never fail you. I am now happy to welcome interim head coach and offensive coordinator Dave Baldwin to the show. He's ready to lead his team into the Las Vegas Bowl tomorrow versus Utah. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
Joel, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
First, congratulations on the season. It's really been a fun year to be a fan, and I'm sure for you as a coach as well.
You know, it has been a nice year. We've had a bunch of kids that have bought into a system that believe that they can win, and we've gone as far as Boston College and won and done some nice things here with two sellouts in the stadium and won 10 games in that process. So it's been one fun season, and we're not done. We want to finish it off and have a chance to perhaps match the 1997 team with 11 victories, and that would really put a cap on a tremendous season.
Yeah, I want to talk about that for sure. We'll dig into that a little bit. But, you know, as a fan for years, when this team was foundering at like the 3-9 and 4-8, it wasn't just the losses that created the fan apathy that you've seen. It takes a while to build this fan base back up when you've got a decade worth of losing. But, you know, it wasn't just the losses and the record, but it was kind of a boring product, really, that we've had on the field for years. But the past couple of years, with you as the offensive coordinator, you've not only helped bring those wins, but you've brought back an exciting brand of offense that's really entertaining to watch. How have you been able to turn things around so drastically and build that offense?
Well, I appreciate that, but it's a process that we did as assistant coaches on this offensive staff, and then we put something together. But it's something that I've been very fortunate. I returned to San Jose State program to do the same thing, and at Michigan State, we were number 7 in the country in total offense. And at New Mexico, we had the only program that had a 3,000-yard passer, a 1,500-yard rusher, and two 1,000-yard receivers. So it's a system that is credited to Jack Elway, and I give him all the blessings in the world. He put a pneumatic system together, and I followed through, and we've been creative in that. And then when you get into it and you stay with it like we've done here at CSU, and you find some playmakers, and we found a tremendous quarterback, a nice running back, and perhaps the best receiver in the history of the program. We've been able to move formations and motions and shifts and create some excitement.
And it's predicated on a lot of balance, it seems, too. I mean, you do a very good job of having a good pass-run balance every game.
Well, you know, it's the key to anything is you don't want to be lopsided. And if you can run the football, then I believe you can throw it. So we try to find a way to make sure we can run the football so we can throw it out there. And if they load the box, then we're going to throw it. And if they drop off the box, we're going to try to run the ball.
Interim head coach and offensive coordinator Dave Baldwin is our guest. How's the team mindset been this week and last week in preparation for this game? Have you seen any ill effects? I mean, obviously there was a big disruption in just the routine with Coach Mack leaving and, you know, then having that break between the end of the regular season and then the start of bowl practices. But particularly that whole thing with Coach Mack leaving, how has the team's mindset been? You stepping in, are the heads on straight, everyone's dialed in and focused on the bowl game?
Well, obviously there was a little commotion that went on and the change and everything like that. But when you're a 10-2 football team, there's a reason why the players have bought in. They did the things that they needed to do. And after the 3-day period, they bought back in. And I thought we've had great practices leading up to this game. I think our kids have settled in and done what they're supposed to. They know our game plan. And, you know, in the history of this game of football, there's never been a head coach that ran the ball, that threw a pass or made a tackle. It's always been the players. And when you win 10 games, there's got to be great senior leadership. And this team has that. And these players have bought in and they're doing it. And I appreciate what they've done this week and their practice efforts and everything. So I don't think there's been a drop off. You always worry on Saturday what will happen. But emotionally, I think we're going to be ready to play. And if we don't turn the ball over and not a lot of penalties, then we're going to have a shot at it.
Earlier this week, you closed a practice in the indoor practice facility, and you made a comment in the paper that you really wanted to fire up the team, and you plan to keep firing up that team all week. Have you just sensed a lack of fire or a lack of enthusiasm, or what did you mean by that?
No, it was game week. Once you go into the game, we've had 2 weeks off, and practices have been about us. And then all of a sudden, now we start preparing for Utah, and let's gear up our practices and get fired up about practice. And the reason why we play is to practice to win. And so it was to get us fired up during that process. And I'm excited about it. I think they bought into it. And they've been that way all year. But, you know, after 2 weeks of just no contest, the game week's here. And now we have the sights of the Utah Utes.
I don't want to drudge up the last couple weeks, but, you know, the team really was admirable in the way that they handled the Coach Mack departure, and you never saw any tweets or negative Facebook comments or anything like that, anything in the press. Everyone took it in stride. I'm sure there were some hurt feelings, and, you know, people wish him well as well, but it would be human nature for the coaches, much less the players who are in their teens and early 20s, to have an uneasy uncertainty about the future as the university continues with a coaching search, of which you're a candidate, obviously. How do you block out all those things and just focus on football and the task at hand?
Well, I know the players are very resilient, and then this is what life's about. There's a changes, immediate changes, long-term changes, and these things happen. And as a coach, we focused in on the players. That's why I'm coaching the game. I coach for the players, and every coach on this staff does. And the future will dictate itself. You know, there's a man upstairs that makes all these decisions for us. And if we go do our job and do it the right way and represent Colorado State the way it's supposed to be represented, then good things happen. And our players know that, and we know that as coaches, and that's what we tried to do.
Yeah, and along those lines of distraction, you know, in a place like this, Las Vegas, where there's a lot of distractions that can be had, you're staying in a casino hotel, what measures can you put in place have you put in place to minimize those distractions and keep everyone dialed in as a team and family unit?
Well, number one, we rely heavily on our seniors for their leadership and the leadership council, talking to the players. And number two, that, you know, we gave them curfews and some limitations. And then we told them every time they turn around on the strip and they look, that is Coach Baldwin. And you probably have five or six guys wearing Coach Baldwin masks that he's walking behind to make sure you're okay. But no, truthfully, our kids are really good. And that's why we've been 10-2. You got to have trust in them, and you got to put some limitations on them, but at the same time, trust is earned, and these kids have earned our trust, and I'd much rather trust our kids than, you know, not have any belief in them at all. And so we believed in them and their trust and the whole deal, and they've behaved.
Interim head coach and offensive coordinator Dave Baldwin has been so kind to be our guest today. Coach, looking at the matchup versus Utah specifically, they've got a bunch of very impressive wins, and their strength is they're very good defensively. As you watch the film of this team, and what are your impressions of that team?
Well, number one, when you beat Stanford, UCLA, SC, and Michigan all in 1 year, that is a damn good football team, and there's no doubt about it. And their strength has been that they play really, really solid defense, physical defense. They lead the country in sacks. They have the sack leader in Orchard, and he is just a tremendous athlete at the defensive end. But on top of that, they have a great special teams program. They have the all-league kicker. They have the number one punter in the nation, voted the award winner there, and they have a kickoff return guy that if we kick the ball to, I'm not very smart. This kid is very, very talented, five returns for touchdowns. So they have talent, and that's why they've progressed through this conference, and they'll be a contender for years to come now. Kyle Willingham has done a great job in building the program, and that's where they're going to be. But the strengths are defense and special teams.
Interesting about how their defense is one of their main strengths, but offensively, that's your main strength. CSU's got a very potent offense going against Utah's very stout defense. How does CSU and the weapons that the Rams have, how can you exploit them and use those weapons that have gotten you to this point of being 10-2 and have collecting all these wins and impressive wins?
Isn't it funny how normally you talk about an offensive unit and that's going to be the strength, and then the defense shines, and I hope our defense shines tomorrow and makes us the winner. That's what we'd like to have. But for us to be successful on offense, we're going to have to control that D-line and be able to run the football and keep them from, you know, just teeing off on the pass rush. And then we're going to have to change up our protections and motions and movement to keep them guessing so they can't just get off. And then thirdly, we're going to have to, you know, chip the defensive ends with their back and double team at times the defensive ends to keep them controlled. So our package is going to have to be multiple and find a way to keep them guessing rather than us guessing.
And you've mentioned the special teams, you've mentioned their offense. Obviously, as the head coach for this game, you've had to kind of look at this whole game from all three phases. Now, tell me about their offense as well. They've got a quarterback who's had a good season, who's very mobile. They've got a running back, Devontae Booker, who I think CSU recruited at one point. He's a tough first-team all-conference. So they're pretty good on the ground, aren't they?
They're very good on the ground. This running back is very special, as we've talked to several of the Pac-12 coaches in the conference that played against him. The kid is very physical and very fast, and there's a reason why he has over 1,300 yards rushing the football on this first-team all-conference. And what makes it is they have an offensive line that's very talented. Their left tackle, a junior out of Las Vegas, is a big-time player, and then their other tackle is very good, and their offensive line is big, so they'd be able to do some things. So if you can run the football, then I think your quarterback can play well. They lost a receiver early in the year, but they've got a kid by the name of Clay that is their kickoff return guy. If he catches a screen or he can go deep, he is explosive. I think he's the fastest kid on their team, and he's very talented.
You know, this is a game that's on ABC, which is the first time the Rams have been on free TV in a long time. So it's going to be great exposure. That's one of the first bowl games of the year. You know, you're looking for your fourth straight win versus the Power 5 conferences and the third straight against the Pac-12. Do you look at this as a major opportunity for exposure and to keep building up this program?
No doubt about that. This is the best football team we've seen to date. So we look at it as a great challenge to beat the best team on an end of the season on a positive note, perhaps 11 wins. And then the national exposure you're going to get being on ABC and what people can see that the Colorado State Rams are capable of doing and doing in the future is important to us. So, you know, not only playing a Pac-12 opponent, but on national television and that win, there's so many positives to go into recruiting and to go into next year's football season.
Interim head coach and offensive coordinator Dave Baldwin is our guest. Just have time for one or two more questions, Coach. You mentioned the senior leadership. Do you look towards those guys to really drive this game and control this game and keep everybody calm? In a bowl game, there can be heightened, you know, emotion and tension. Do you look towards a Garrett Grayson at quarterback and a Bernard Blake on the defense to really step up in a game like this?
You certainly do, and it's the Aaron Davis and Max Morgan. Those two are keys, along with Bernard Blake, to keep everybody calm. They're going to have some big plays, and they're going to do some things, but settle down and do your thing and make tackles. And then Garrett Grayson and Tyson Berlio on offense to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Slow us down, get us in a tempo, and talk. They're going to get a sack. They're going to create a negative play. That's the, you know, if you get so many plays, that happens. Just settle down, play our game. Don't worry about the opponent. The opponent very rarely beats you. You beat yourself. So take care of the elements that we're able to take care of, controlling the football, ball security, penalties, both sides of the ball, and then play with emotion and play fast.
Coach, finally, you've personally made it known that you want to remove the interim tag and be the next full-time head coach at CSU. How do you balance having those aspirations with preparing the team? I'm sure you look at the game as an audition, but tell me about how this has been for you, this process, whether you've interviewed yet, and what you would bring to this program as coach.
Well, you know, I've been interviewing my whole life. I've been a head coach, and I've been a coordinator in the Big Ten, where I was offensive coordinator of the year. I was on the Broyles list this year, and as a quarterback coach, elite too. So I've been auditioning all the time. But this team is auditioned to be 10-2, and if that's the audition, that's good enough to me. I'm not worried about what's happening in the process. They've done a nice job. This is a great university. They'll do right for what this university is all about, whether it's myself or somebody else. That's just the process you go through as a coach. And what I've tried to do this week is prepare this football team so we can represent Colorado State and do the best thing we can do. Surely I want the job, but as I know, I've been in this 35 years, long enough to know that the best things happen from the guy up above, and those are decisions made. We gave it our best shot. Now let's go out and be a Ram and show this Fort Collins area and the state of Colorado why they can be proud of the Rams.
Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Super classy. Good luck to you. Good luck in the bowl game. We will see you at Sam Boyd Stadium tomorrow.
Look forward to it. See you then.
Thanks,
go
Coach.
Rams.
Go Rams. What great stuff from Coach Baldwin. We got to take a quick commercial break, but when we return, we will have one final segment prior to the bowl game. We'll break it all down for you with the Ed Bozar Chevrolet segment. Stay with us. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on Mile High Sports.